Is the Bible a valid book of medicine? Find out next on today's Creation Moment. And now, here is our Creation Moment's host, Ian Taylor.
The Bible is not a book of science. We hear and read that statement a lot these days, but there is a deceptive lie hidden within this claim. In 1844 in Austria, it was a fearful thing when a woman went into the Great Vienna Hospital to have her baby. One mother out of every five died of childbed fever. Dr. Ignaz Semmelweis set out to find why. In those days, no one knew about bacteria, and while the existence of germs was suspected, it was merely a theory. Semmelweis noticed that after examining the dead patients, the young doctors would then examine the living and never considered washing their hands between examinations. With great opposition, Dr. Semmelweis insisted they wash their hands, and the death rate dropped almost to zero. Sadly, Dr. Semmelweis was dismissed, and the old practice continued with the awful death rate. However, Dr. Semmelweis's discovery was not new knowledge. Thousands of years earlier, God had given Moses this knowledge, and the Israelites knew that they were unclean after touching the dead. By Mosaic law, they had to wash and use hyssop branches. Today, we know that hyssop contains a powerful antibacterial and antifungal agent. So when the Bible touches upon an area of science, it is still completely accurate. After all, the author of the Bible is also the author of everything that science studies.
For a free copy of Ian Taylor's book, 25 Short Answers to Big Questions About Creation, visit us at creationmoments.com or call us toll-free at 1-800-42-BIBLE. That's 1-800-422-4253. And be sure to join us next time for another Creation Moment.